Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Class Act by Katherine Granger Glover, North Carolina, USA. There were eight of us for 5 years back in the late 1980s and early 1990s. I had adopted three boys born from my ex-husband's first marriage. I also had my daughter and my two nieces and nephew staying while their mom left an abusive relationship, and me. We were a mixed family, but full of love and luck. For the holidays, I started picking up little things in February, so I'd have something for each child. Working 4 10-hour days weekly gave me 1 weekday to shop while they were in school. Each year, we carefully filled out adopt-a-family forms asking each child's age, height, weight, favorite color, and sports team, and desires. Thanks to various giving organizations, I didn't have to budget money for holiday dinners. We often received very nice gifts for each child. However, most were clothes or very generic items. The kids were always thankful to have new items. My big bucks went to finding a special gift for each, usually a thrift store, dollar store, or clearance item, which they would know was purchased just for them. In 1991, my daughter was 7 and wished for a baby doll more than anything in the world. She knew Santa would bring her a baby doll carriage and all the tools to care for her baby. I found an inexpensive umbrella stroller, a cheap doll, and even some clothes in a bottle, but feared they would break quickly. She was thrilled, as were all the kids, with their big presents. When it came time to open the charity gifts, there was more than one for each child, which confused us but was fun. Each child opened what it expected to be a piece of clothing or generic dollar store toy. As the wrappings came off, whoops of pure joy resounded around the room, and I sat in stunned silence. Each child had received something just for them. My daughter received a wonderful baby doll with a full set of clothes and everything to take care of it. Bottles, diapers, bibs, etc. The boys each received a regulation-sized ball and a correctly sized team jersey for their favorite team. My nieces received real versions of the items they had asked for. There was even a present for me, a small photo album to hold photographs. I don't remember the exact class that adopted us that year, only that it was from Springfield High School, Virginia. We didn't know how they raised the funds to buy the presents or why they adopted a whole family rather than just contributing gifts to the drive. I only know that whenever Christmas comes around, I send my thanks out once again for that wonderful year. 16 years later, we still talk of the joy that class brought to our whole family. About the year that not only were our needs met, but a caring respect for us as individuals was added.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.